Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special nighttime edition of Birds 365 here, 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night as we're 4 days out from the Super Bowl. Johnny Mack, live from New Orleans. You've landed safely down there. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. It's only 7 o'clock, so Central Time. Still trying to get used to that. So a little bit earlier here, Jeff Kerr is walking right by me. So we'll get him to join the show pretty quickly. But yeah, made it, long day, but it was Philadelphia to Orlando to New Orleans, and now we're here, Super Bowl 59, Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs.
John, how many Birds travelers did you run into on your journey to get to New Orleans today?
Oh, quite a few. A lot of Go Birds chants. Yeah, a lot of people fired up, and rightfully so. I mean, this team is on the precipice of, you know, you get the feeling that pretty much, which concerns me a little bit, because I get this sort of feeling that everybody thinks the Eagles are the better team. And I'm sitting there looking at Kansas City and going, oh, they probably are the better team. I've talked about that from 1-53, but boy, if anything, we always talk about that disrespect card, because it seems to be, you know, Philadelphia always wants to pull that card. I think Kansas City could pull that card this year.
Yeah, we'll see if that has any impact. Johnny Mack, how is the atmosphere? Bring us down there. Bring us in. I know you were on Radio Row a little bit today. You spoke with our guys over at Sports Grid. What's it like down there in New Orleans, man, right now? It feels like there's a lot of energy from afar, but bring us inside. What's it like in the city?
Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl's the Super Bowl. So, I mean, there's a lot of hype. Radio Row's always a lot of fun because everybody brings the show on the road. You know, was on with our buddy Adam Kaplan on Sports Grid, as you mentioned. But, you know, everybody from Pat McAfee to Kay Adams, to everybody doing their show live. So it's always fun to get that kind of stuff going. And then from the standpoint of the football, Eagles and Chiefs finally practiced today, so they're back on the field. All they've been doing is media all week. They finally got to practice a little bit. So that was the first day, typical Wednesday practice. So, and we'll see. Everybody's pretty healthy. The Chiefs are pretty healthy. Eagles had 4 limited participants. Probably the biggest concern, Jalen Carter, because he showed up a little bit ill. You know, there's a little bug going again around.
Got that Nola virus. He's got that Nola virus, not the coronavirus, the Nola virus.
You know what though? It's early in the process to the point where you're not going to worry about it too much on Wednesday. But if other guys start getting sick, that's when that's when you got to start worrying about it.
Yeah, you wake up Sunday morning with a stomach bug. That could impact something, a little flu game loading. But, yeah, Jalen Carter did miss today. Johnny Mack, I have Jeff Kerr who's going to join us as well. So we'll bring up Jeff for 20 minutes here. And I'll have you guys kind of bring us into Radio Row and bring us into New Orleans. So let's welcome Jeff Kerr to the show now. I did not know we were going to have the great Jeff Kerr. Jeff, welcome to the show, man. How you doing? Live from New Orleans, brother.
Yeah, pretty good. John's to the left of me right now, man.
Yeah, we might be too close. We might have to get Jeff to go over to that
team. Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna have to do.
You guys might need to get a little bit of separation just because. Yeah.
We'll work that. We're working it. We're
working it. We're working it live.
Man.
Great, Jeff. Live.
Makeshift. Yeah, but
that's right. We'll get it.
It's all
I like. I like the visual, though. I'm going to leave it up there.
All right. Now he's getting plenty of distance. There we go. So Jeff was at media availability today. I was not down here early enough to go to media availability. So we'll get his take on what happened there, because he was with the Chiefs and the Eagles this morning. And you start to get some of the hype and some of the feel. And Jeff will bring in with that media availability. You know, it's already, if you talk about Super Bowl opening night, you were down here for that. And then you have availability Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Boy, these guys got it. Do you get a feel that they're getting sick of it at this point? Or is everybody holding up pretty well?
You know what? I think Monday night, I don't think they like the whole media night scramble, because there's just so many in such a short condensed area, and there wasn't, you couldn't go in the center of the field. You were kind of stuck like where the sidelines were, so that made it difficult. I think they've been getting the same questions from a lot of people, not from like the local beat guys. I think they're happy to see us, to know your face, but you've been getting some interesting questions for a lot of these guys throughout the week. And you know, just some players I've talked to already, they're like, and just get me to Sunday at this point.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Even people outside the room, I mean, feel like that. We've had a couple people on today that have said the same thing. Just get me to the football game, right? But I want to give you guys both a chance to kind of give us the updates there on the football. John already mentioned it. Jalen Carter kind of missed today with the sickness. We don't think anything's gonna impact the game at this point, Jeff. Well, you were there today talking to the people. Anything you can give us from kind of who you talked to this morning as we get closer to this game, just 4 days away now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking to pretty much everybody over the last 48, 72 hours or so, you know, with media night. Like, yeah, on media night, I didn't go to like the Jalen Hurts and the Saquon Barkley's. I went to like the Tanner McKees of the world. Jalen Carter, I actually talked to on media night and Tuesday. I saw him in town. So, you know, talk about that. So if I get whatever Jalen Carter's having, you know, it is what it is. but I'll just say this with Jalen Carter, I think he's going to be fine. I'm a little worried about the whole how that's going to affect the team, because it does seem like at least a little something's going around. But I think the Eagles are being very precautious with it at this point.
John, you kind of already mentioned it, but anything else stick out just from a football standpoint? I got a couple fun questions I want to ask both of you guys. Hypothetical, a scenario. All right, I have a scenario for this game that I've been asking everybody. What would you take? So we'll get into that, but I do want to just give everybody the update on the news. Other than Jalen Carter, I'm not missing anything. I saw Myles Garrett say what a destination that would be. Jeff, we actually didn't have a chance to talk to you on Monday because of everything you've been doing. And well done by you, by the way. I've been following all your work over on your Twitter account at Jeff Kerr CBS and for CBS Sports. But Myles Garrett now speaking about it publicly, I don't know. Maybe there's some stuff there. Jeff, what do you think of that idea, Myles Garrett to Philly?
Yeah, it'd be intriguing. I certainly would trade for a Myles Garrett, but you're going to have to give up something to get something. Who are you trading here? Are you going to trade a promising young player like a Devontae Smith, a Cooper DeJean? That's probably what the Browns are going to want for a guy like that, yeah, right?
Yeah, I would think at least, you know, it starts with probably two number ones, because you're talking about the Eagles, so – you know, they're going to be drafted in 31st or 32nd this year. So that's not as valuable as a top 15 pick. So you add on sort of the penalty of a good team. And then you're talking about maybe a second round pick, maybe a third round pick, plus a player. This is a big time generational player on the defensive side of the football. And you're not just getting them for free. He did speak about, you know, the Eagles being a preferred destination. I believe it was on Zach Gelb's show, my buddy Zach Gelb. So, yeah, he talked about it. And, you know, everybody wants to play for the Eagles now because they're so good. They're so successful. And Howie has that reputation of always making those phone calls to bring everybody in. So that's sort of what the hype is about at this point. But I think it's very unlikely that because there's going to be a lot of teams that want Myles Garrett, and most of those teams are going to be able to offer up better draft capital than the Eagles. The Eagles are too good to offer big-time draft capital.
Yeah, it's a tough swing, no doubt about that one. I did want to run that by you just because he appeared on Radio Row. WIP guys were chanting, and it was pretty funny stuff there. Jeff, I want to get your take, man. You've been there since Monday. You know, we had Sal Palantonio on, Jeff, earlier tonight, and you know, his takeaway from being with the team all week was, boy, this team is focused, number one, and number two, they believe they can win this game. I mean, I know everybody believes you can win this game, but he said there's something that sticks out about this team and their belief in each other, in the team, and in what they're capable of in terms of knocking off this Chiefs team. Just kind of bring us inside, Jeff. We watch it. But it's different being in the room. What have you seen from this Eagles team so far this week in Super Bowl as we prep for the Super Bowl?
Well, I can tell you guys this. I've been talking to plenty of the guys on the offensive side of the ball, from the linemen, but from the receivers too. They've been saying the old TLC saying that, you know, from the salt, don't go chasing waterfalls. And, you know, the joke is, you know, Cam Jurgens doesn't know that's TLC. Lane Johnson's like, well, he's from Nebraska. That, you know, that doesn't surprise me. And Jalen Hunt even said he's a country boy, yes. But, you know, on the defensive side, they haven't heard that. But the offensive side, that's kind of been like, and I thought it was like a Nick Sirianni message. And they said it's more of a Stoutland message. It's, you know, it's almost like keep the main thing, right? You know, let's not make the moment bigger than what it is. Like, we've been here, we've experienced this. You know, we're not chasing the Chiefs. We're not out here to beat the Chiefs. They're just the next opponent that we're playing. We know how good we are, and we execute our game plan. And that's what they are saying. You know, Saquon Barkley is saying the same thing. If they do what they're supposed to do, not turn the football over, throw the ball accurately, handle the blitz well, get to an early lead and keep it, they're going to win this football game. They truly believe that. And they don't care who they're playing.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, but I don't put much credence in that they believe it. You know, I think if the Eagles are going to win this game, it's because they have better players. I think that's why
they do have better players,
and that's what, you know, I start talking about this sort of disrespect card that's become a Philadelphia thing. Everybody disrespects blah blah blah. I kind of think that's tilted in the way of Kansas City now, because everybody's kind of saying, oh, the Eagles are better than the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. So I think, you know, Andy's got that card now more than Nick Sirianni. So I think it becomes more of – and the Eagles have been this way all year. It's not – you know, Nick talks about it constantly. It's not about them. It's about us. And what he means by that is if the Eagles bring their A game,
right,
they're probably going to win against anybody. And I think that's the Eagles' focus. You know, it's we were talking about, Jeff and I were talking about the riser treatment. They have risers. Certain players every day get to be put on the risers. And, you know, with the Eagles, it's star after star after star after star. And the Chiefs are bringing out Juju Smith-Schuster. And I'm like, come on. How do you give a Juju Smith-Schuster the riser treatment? The Eagles are just much deeper, much more gifted, much more talented. But the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, cheat code.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm going to say this too, from talking to some pretty high ups in the Chiefs organization here. Like, this is around Brett Veach territory. This Chiefs team, I asked them, which Eagles player are you guys focusing the most attention to something? And the clear answer is Jalen Carter. That is the guy they think is going to wreck this game for them. And it's, you know, obviously, they're respecting Jalen. They're respecting Saquon. I actually talked to Steve Spagnuolo today and asked him why Jalen Hurts is so successful against the blitz. And Spags pretty much just said it. Like, look, he's he's a great decision maker. He, you know, when he gets that football in his hands, he knows what to do with it, and he just anticipates what's coming. And he said, look what he did against us last time in the Super Bowl. He said, look what he did against us last time he played us. He said, he's definitely on our radar. And, you know, that I know a lot of people in that Chiefs organization, they think very highly of Jalen Hurts and what he can do in that offense. A lot of people there do not understand the criticism Jalen gets from, obviously, the talking heads in the national media.
Look, and the other thing there is, Jeff Kerr, I mean, you just bring up Jalen Carter. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have a pretty damn good right guard, and that's Trey Smith. All right, and I like the guys that we've played, and I certainly respect the player that Jalen Carter is, but that's also a tough test for Jalen Carter, I think. That's a guard that I'm not saying they're going to do this all game, but they'll leave him one-on-one in moments, I'm sure, with Jalen Carter and maybe be able to get away with it. I don't know what you guys think of that, but I think Trey Smith is a pretty damn good player.
Yeah, no, that's a game plan. It's going to be best on best, Trey Smith on Jalen Carter, and they're just going to – look, it's going to come down to Jordan Davis and Milton Williams. And Clint Hurt said this to me and our buddy Ed Kratz today about Jordan Davis. It's, you know, he's trying to fine-tune him and make him more than just what he was at Georgia and what he was in his early years with the Eagles. He said that NFC Championship game where Jordan Davis got a sack and this game quarterback hits wasn't a fluke. They want him to be a complete pass rusher. And they said that it's, you know, the Super Bowl is a perfect opportunity for that.
Yeah, no doubt. John, your thoughts on that Jalen Carter, Trey Smith matchup?
Yeah, well, and you think the Chiefs, remember Creed Humphrey is, if he's not the best center in football, he's, you know, one of the top two or three. And then if you go towards, you know, Joe Thuney, if they ever could have found a left tackle, which they couldn't, and they tried everybody, and before they had to kick Joe Thuney outside, they had the best interior offensive line in football, even better than the Eagles, the interior. But they're weak at the tackle position. Now Thuney has settled down left tackle, but now they have an issue at guard. So it's a little bit of a give and take. But, yeah, they you know, that's the one thing about Kansas City. I think everybody boils it down to just Mahomes, but – they do have a bunch of good players, just not as much as Philadelphia. Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Joe Thuney, Chris Jones, guys like that. Really, really top-tier players, top five at their position type players. So it's not like they don't have talent, but I think everybody looks at Philadelphia and the roster, Howie Roseman is put together, and, you know, it looks – daunting on paper. We've been talking about that since the spring. What do you do if they're playing well? You almost have to hope that the 29th ranked passing offense shows up, the 65 net yard passing offense shows up, because if they have both things working, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, Jeff, before we let you run here, I'm going to let you go, all right? I want to run one thing by you. Jeff, I'm coming to you first. John, I also want to get your take on this. All right, I was running a hypothetical, a scenario. I say hypothetical, makes me think of our friend Jody Mack.
Jeff Kaplan doesn't like hypotheticals.
I know. Well, Jody Mack loved them. You remember that. But no, this is a scenario, right? I'm going to ask you which one you'd rather be in. Jeff, I'm going to come to you. I'll unmute your mic, so don't worry about that. All right? 2 minutes are left in the game. Both teams have two timeouts. Would you rather be up by four and you need a stop on defense, or would you rather trail by four with the ball in your hands? Jeff, I'll come to you first. What's your response to that scenario?
We've had that scenario 7 years ago in Super Bowl 52. And I'll tell you what, I actually said before Brandon Graham made the fumble to myself, I'm like, this is what you want to be in. And keep in mind, I was a defensive player back in the day. This is what you want.
Yeah, but Jeff, what about this? What about Super Bowl 57? You had it. Now, it was a tie game. It was a little different.
It was tied, though.
You thought you were going to get the ball back, and there you go. The Chiefs run out the clock and get their points.
I'd rather be up four because that means he has to score a touchdown. It's a big, big difference. And look, can he do it? Absolutely. This guy is the greatest comeback quarterback we've probably ever seen. But I'd rather be up. And, you know, you have to trust the number one ranked defense. You have to trust Nolan Smith being able to get to him. You have to trust Quinyon Mitchell making plays. I mean, look, Xavier Worthy and Trent McDuffie said today, Trent McDuffie goes, look, Quinyon Mitchell's a playmaker. He said, it's very hard for players in this league with all this free time to dedicate all this free time to studying their craft and learning to get great at their craft. He said, Quinyon Mitchell does that. That's why he's so good. And he said, don't be surprised if he's a guy they're looking at to make a play at the end of the game. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's Slay. You know, I mean, honestly, what scares me the most in this game is who the heck is going to cover Travis Kelce?
I don't know. You got to wonder if they go safety. Will they go even Cooper DeJean? Cooper DeJean an option there. I mean, think about it. He's athletic. No, Sal Powell mentioned that, and I wondered if there was maybe some merit.
Cooper DeJean could do it, but Andy
can do it athletically, but
yeah,
you're taking your slot cornerback away from the defense by doing that. So
and that frees up Worthy.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy will take advantage of that. I don't want to call it wasting. You can't use your slot corner in that situation. You just can't do it because you're taking him away from his regular role. But I agree with Jeff wholeheartedly with the four-point lead. Yeah. Give me the four-point lead. Give me the lead. Give me the lead. All you need always.
It's funny because you guys are easy for you. Everybody else in the chat, all the people, even BLG, yeah. I mean, they're like, oh, I want the ball. Give me the ball. I'm like, all right.
Give me the lead. You know.
Yeah, give me the lead. Too much can happen when you have the ball.
All you need is a tip ball, a penalty, so many things can happen. I get why people say it because it's Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not saying you're not going to be nervous that he's going to go down the field, but, hey, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. That's pretty good as well. And Brandon made a play after the Eagles defense, by the way, which people forget because they won the game, was freaking atrocious the entire night until they made one play. And that's all you need when you have the lead. If you don't have the lead, think of it that way. You got to make a bunch of plays to go get the lead.
All right. It's a good way to look at it there. Good stuff there by Johnny Mack. Both John and Jeff picking the up. Four here. Jeff, all right, before I let you run here, Jeff, I do want to ask you, and hopefully I can get you up again maybe before the Super Bowl. I know you're going to be down there all week. I know you're working hard.
You know what, Xander? I'm pretty much going to be with John most of this trip. So, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah, perfect. All right, Jeff. Well, so I'll holler at you. But I do want to, just for the sake of it, in case we don't, you don't have to lock in your prediction here yet, but just give me which way you're kind of leaning on this game, who you feel like has a better chance to win this game. Where's Jeff Kerr leaning as we sit here 4 days out?
I think the Eagles are the better team. I think they're a better team than they were 2 years ago. But I always have a saying, don't bet against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And I actually did it in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I picked the Eagles because I thought the Eagles' defensive line would be good enough to get to Mahomes, to get past that Chiefs' offensive line. And, of course, the field had a lot to do with it. Brandon Graham tells me it all the time. And Josh Sweat tells me it all the time. Yes, it's going to be different now. I think the Eagles' defensive line, they're younger, they're hungrier. I think they're fresher. I think the interior of that defensive line is going to make a difference. But I'm just going to do the reverse thing here. Just don't bet against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I think that is the one thing there. And you know, I've told some people in the Chiefs who I'm kind of leading with here, and they're like, no, don't go that way. And I'm telling Eagles fans, you're going to be the first one I'm going to let go just because of who you pick. So I'm leaning toward the Chiefs. I'm not making that pick yet. I didn't even make a pick for CBS Sports. I'm going to make the first pick. So I'm leaning toward Mahomes, but I like that scenario you pointed out, Xander. If the Eagles have a 4-point lead under 2 minutes to go, I like their chances.
I'm with you, Jeff. Jeff, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. I'll let you know. BLG, he came out with a shot. The whole interview this morning, John, BLG's this, Eagles that, giving me the breakdowns on everything. And then I get to the prediction, and he goes, I got the Chiefs 26-23. I'm like, holy shit, BLG out of left field. But it was great stuff. Jeff, I appreciate you joining, man. Great job by you. Great work. I know all you guys are working extra hard this week. for the Super Bowl. So well done by you, brother. We're all tuned in to your work, and we appreciate you joining tonight.
It's a crazy week, John, but Alexander, but you know what? It's the funnest week of the year, I must say. It is a lot of fun, and I can't wait till Sunday.
Good stuff, Jeff. There's Jeff Kerr joining us, man. I love Jeff's passion for covering the Eagles. Jeff, well done, man. We appreciate you joining in. John, we'll go another couple minutes here, get your rundown. I do want to get your rundown on a couple other things here on the show tonight. But, John, I'll tell you what, man, the viewers miss Johnny Mac this morning, man. They love listening to their J-Mac. They're like, yo, what time's John on? What time's John on? I'm like, guys, he's been flying around the country. We'll get him on. Don't worry. So the people are happy to hear from you, Johnny Mac.
Well, that's good to hear. I after yesterday, you know, I thought not, because I was talking about the 2022 team, which I wanted to bring up. You know, think about this. I was thinking about this today because a lot of people want to make that comparison. And I think people are unduly crapping on the 2022 team. And I was thinking, you know, Saquon Barkley, everyone knows, ninth player in NFL history to get 2,000 yards. And he's going to break Terrell Davis's single season record, probably in the first quarter, maybe on the first play. Who knows? But probably in the first quarter. Maybe the greatest. And if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you could probably make a strong argument that it's the greatest running back season of all time. But, you know, there's nine people have done it, the 2,000 yard barrier. And I'm thinking back to that 2022 teams, you know how many people have gotten 70 sacks? Five.
Even less.
So I was thinking about that today. And I think
So the point being that that's not a perfect indicator that it's as special of a season as it might feel right now. Still 60
well,
minutes.
Well, no, I think it is a tremendously special season. I just think people didn't realize how special the 2022 season right. was as well. But obviously, if you're able to finish it, then it takes on a whole new tint because, again, you know, people talk about how bad the defense was in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl 52 defense was even worse from a statistical standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles won the game. So changes the narratives.
I don't know if the Super Bowl outside of Brandon Graham, I don't know if they got a stop in that game. 500 freaking yards, but Brady was lighting them up, but they got the win. See, John, this is what I know how you are. So I know that this type of revisionist or hindsight vision bothers you, but look at how both of those teams are remembered. Who was the better
defense? Oh, I know.
22 or 2017. It's very obvious what was the better defense, but one won the Super Bowl, giving up 500 yards, and one lost the Super Bowl, couldn't get home, and now we all act like that 22 defense wasn't worth a shit.
Of all the arguments Jody and I got into over the years, the one that drove me the most nuts, and there were a bunch that drove me nuts, but the one that drove me the most nuts was that the 2017 team was better, because I covered both of them, was better than the 2022 team. And I'm like, they weren't. I always said the 2022 team was the best team I ever covered. This team might be better. Well, you know, I'll think about it after the season, but they're very close. Amazing run for Philadelphia Eagles football. The 2017 team was also, you know, phenomenal. But, you know, his argument was, well, they won, so they're better. And I'm like, why? I mean, literally every day in sports, we see upsets. Why would we watch sports if the best team won every time? Wouldn't that be just boring?
I understand what you're saying, but listen,
there's
man,
constant upsets. There's
the great equalizer, though. I mean, are the Chiefs the best football team every year? No, but they're the kings of the NFL because they won. So I get what you're saying, but
to me, the part that bothers me is you could say it's more important to win the Super Bowl. And I always say, you know, the best New England Patriots team of all didn't win. the 16-0 team, didn't win. That was the best of the Patriots teams. Belichick will tell you that was the best of the team. They didn't win. You know, if you look at it more recently and put a Philadelphia tin on it, the great Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Billy's teams, probably the worst of the three-year run, they won. They were a better team the 2 years they lost, subsequent years, the one where they lost the World Series to the Yankees and then they got knocked out early. They were better, but they didn't win. The fact that people can't recognize that, yeah, that drives me crazy. The best team doesn't always win. The best team isn't always standing. And the Patriots would, the 16-0 Patriots are the best example of that because they lost to a 9-7 football team.
It's true.
You know, I mean, sometimes people have your number, styles make fights, all those kinds of things. But I'll tell you, sports would not be fun if the best team won every single year.
No doubt about that, Johnny Mac. Good stuff, brother. A couple of things I want to run by you for this game, and I'm going to get something from you, John. I want you to think about this. We'll get back to it. Three reasons why each team would win this game, all right? The three biggest reasons why each team would win this football game. Eagles, Chiefs. Johnny Mac's got somebody walking by, and we're getting a nice smile. Nice smile out of J-Mac. J-Mac, you got to bring us in. We all want to know what's going on. Where are you, by the way? Where are you sitting right now? In the media room?
Media center, yeah. It. You know, there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people left. And I think 9 of them hate me right now. But, you know, you got
to deal with it. Well, ask them if any of them want to come on the show. We'll have them on. But we appreciate it, Johnny Mac. Well done by you. I do want to ask you about a couple of things, John. I'm going to get you those three reasons, all right? So three reasons why each team would win the game, Eagles and the Chiefs. What would be the top three? So I'll get that from you in a second. I want to ask you about one player, all right? And I was in Johnny Mac, you would appreciate it. I was rocking solo first hour this morning. I had PFF up. I'm looking at the PFF playoff grades with the people, educating them on how it all works. So, but the one thing that stuck out to me on it was, there's only one category right now that the Philadelphia Eagles are ranked last of the 14 playoff teams in. And you might know what this is. And the Chiefs are first in this category. Any idea what that category would be?
Ooh, probably tackling.
Yep, there you go. Tackling. Eagles were worst ranked playoff team in tackling, and the Chiefs are the number one ranked playoff team. And then I did go back, and according to Next Gen Stats, the Chiefs are one of the best tackling teams in the NFL this year, missing just 10% of their tackles. And I believe on run plays, it was down at 8%. So, in other words, that 60-yard run you saw Saquon take to the house on the opening play, what were there, six missed tackles on that run alone? I don't know if you're going to get that with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. I think that could be a factor in this game, John, when you got a guy like Saquon.
Yeah, it's possible. I one of the things with the Eagles and their tackling, they've had really poor tackling game.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
So I think it when they're bad, they're really bad. And it's been a little bit of an outlier because they were really poor tackling early in the season. They worked a lot on it. You heard a lot about their tackling circuits. They, you know, instead of using the dummies, they put real live bodies out there. Poor assistant coaches had to take the hits on the pads and all that kind of stuff. And they got better for a while. Then they slipped up a bit. I know it drives Vic crazy, when they don't tackle well. So, yeah, it's been one of the few issues of this team, certainly defensively. But they're susceptible of having a poor tackling game. From the standpoint of Kansas City, you know, the thing about Saquon is you know, I talked about the home run hitting aspect of it. You have to be so disciplined with him. Right. If everybody's in their gaps, you're fine. I mean, and for all the talk about all the great runs, you know, there have been moments where teams have been disciplined, and you see, I mean, you'll have those runs of, you know, after he goes for 60 yards, maybe he'll, the next 20 carries, it's for 57 yards or something like that. Teams are playing discipline. But to do it for 60 minutes is the difficult part. And a lot of Ryan Howard references today, because I think he's the best example. It's like, all right, he might strike out three times and then bang, three run home run, and you know, Philadelphia's on top. That's sort of what Saquon brings to this offense. And it's been spectacular. And to the point, I've been saying this, whether it's the passing game, whether it's Saquon, whether it's the defense, for all the talk about this has to get better, this has to get better, this has to get better. They only got 60 minutes to go. That's it. And then you'll talk about it in the offseason. Like I said, I've said this numerous times. The number one thing is to evolve the passing offense. Even if they win the Super Bowl and there's a parade on Broad Street, they'll go right back after the draft, rookie minicamp, into OTAs, into mandatory minicamp, just like this year, trying to evolve the passing game.
We'll see what they end up doing there, Johnny Mac. John, good stuff there. We talked about the Jalen Carter, okay, versus Trey Smith, which I think is a really good matchup. But, you know, I was looking into Trey Smith last night. He's really a really good player. And you've talked about the interior of that O-line, really good interior with Creed Humphrey there. How about the rest of the matchups on that offensive line? Obviously, Creed Humphrey, we know how good of a player he is. But you go out to those edges, John, Nolan Smith, 4 sacks so far in 3 playoff games. He's gone 7 of his last 8 games. He has a sack in. Meanwhile, you go to the other side, Josh Sweat, kind of gone cold. Now, maybe you can give me more context. Maybe he's getting pressure, getting tackle for losses. Maybe he's adding more than just what the sacks are showing. But he hasn't had a sack since the Pittsburgh game back in mid-December. So one edge rusher is really, really dominating right now. One has maybe kind of fallen off. You'd have to give me some better context if I'm missing something on Josh Sweat. But what do you think of those two matchups on the outside?
No, I think part of it is Nolan Smith, and he's having a success, and he's getting home, and that's a good thing. But I don't think Josh is playing poorly by any stretch of the imagination. But, yeah, that's the life of a defensive end or an edge rusher in this league is if you don't get sacks, people don't think you're playing well. That's not necessarily the case. You know, we talked about Josh has already hired Drew Rosenhaus and Ryan Mathis to be his new agent because he's going to hit free agency after the season. He's going to get paid a lot of money. Teams are going to understand he's only 28 years old, and he's a very high-level player, and he's been very consistent over basically a 4-year period as a starter. But if you don't get those numbers – people don't like it. You know, people aren't going to, but I, you know, would I rather have Myles Garrett? Sure. But, you know, for what he is, he's been a very good player for this team, and that's continued this year. But Nolan Smith has played so well since getting the opportunity. You know, I always talk about how difficult it is to win Super Bowls, and, you know, a lot of it starts with just health. Think about the consternation when Brandon Graham got hurt. And you're saying, wow, I mean, Bryce Huff is hurt. He's not playing well. Who the heck is going to play defensive end? Who's going to be the edge rushers? Yeah, you're picking up Charles Harris off waivers. Chuck Harris. You know, who's going to do that? And you know, at that point, Nolan Smith, you know, people were calling him a bust and this and that. And Jalex Hunt was redshirting. And, you know, And a silver lining is you throw them into the deep end of the pool and they swam. Specifically, Nolan, who has just been tremendous. And sometimes, again, the silver lining of it, if Brandon never gets hurt, you never have this Nolan Smith run. You just don't.
A little bit of a silver lining.
Yeah. And hope, you know, Brandon, I think, is going to be activated for the game. I think he's going to play. I think, you know, not a lot, but, you know, that'll be a spinal game, probably the Super Bowl. And hopefully they usher him out with a second Lombardi trophy. But if he doesn't get hurt in Los Angeles, Nolan Smith never gets this opportunity. It's amazing how things work.
Yeah, it's so true, man. By the way, I love the matchup with him this weekend, Jawan Taylor, guy who struggles with speed. He has a propensity to hold on that offensive line. I know you're not a ref guy, but I just had Sal Palantonio tell me that the ref in this game, I'm blanking on his name, whatever it is, I don't really care, but he calls a lot of offensive holds. That's what I know.
Ron,
he doesn't let it go.
Ron Torbert game.
Yeah, Ron Torbert, right. So he calls a lot of holds. I like the Nolan Smith matchup, man, on that outside. Jawan Taylor is going to struggle.
Well, by the way, Jawan Taylor is one of the most penalized players in the NFL and has been for a number of years. So I don't know how that fits into the Kansas City conspiracy theory, but people conveniently ignore that. By the way, I told Jeff Kerr the other day, forgot to tell me, hey, Jeff, what are those penalty numbers with the Chiefs? All right, he's going to get them to me. But, you know, the numbers are not nearly as bad as people think they are. And Jawan Taylor's a big part of that because he gets a crap load of penalties. And he's one of those guys that lines up 4 yards off the ball. So you're liable to get a bunch of legal formation penalties. I don't know if he's a bad player when it comes to actually blocking. He's just a penalty machine, to be honest.
Yeah, and he takes a lot of penalties when the guy is running right by him, and Nolan Smith has the ability to do that. We'll see how that plays out. All right, Johnny Mac, real quick, before I get my last question for you, which is going to be the three reasons each team will win this game, and we'll give our signing off thoughts and there is rumblings going around, all right, John? Despite how tired you might be or how much work you might do, Nola could be getting a piece of John McMullen tonight. We'll see if he can confirm or deny that. But before we do that, I do want to give the people who are here, John, an update on what our Birds 365 schedule. But we're going to do some business on the air right now because I don't even know. I know you have media, though, in the morning, right? So you're not going to be able to do 8 to 10 a.m.
No. Unfortunately, the media availability is in the morning, right when we're doing the show. So we're going to have to do a afternoon show, but then we have to worry about Cilio. And I know you had Pat Callahan's show. So,
well, Pat's is done. So his was tonight. So I'll be free tomorrow.
There's a lot of moving parts. But yeah, we're going to have to do a later version of Birds 365, but we'll figure it out whether it's, whether it's in the afternoon or nighttime, cutting into my New Orleans Bourbon Street gumbo time.
We are limiting how many beads John McMullen might return home with from Bourbon Street, baby.
I got to hide the beads.
Yeah, got to hide them. Johnny Mac, good stuff, brother. Three reasons. All right, let's start with the Eagles. If the Eagles win this game, Johnny Mac, what are the top three reasons that they will win this game?
Top three reasons. One you talked about, Jalen Carter, pressure up the middle. Milton Williams as well. Don't forget Milton. That's the easiest way to affect any quarterback. If you look at Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl he lost against Tampa Bay, they were just all over him from the get-go. So Tom Brady, I talked about the Giants before. That's how the 9-7 Giants beat the 16-0 Patriots. Just pressure right up the middle with what they had, a great defensive line at the time. That's number one. Number two is the easy one, which they haven't done. No turnovers again. Plus 10, 10 takeaways, no turnovers in the postseason.
Yep.
How long can that continue? Well, it's only got to continue for 60 more minutes. And if they can do it again, that's Nick Sirianni's whole philosophy with this team. Bottom line, if they don't turn it over, they're going to win. And I think he's right. If they don't turn it over, they're going to win. So
he's been right. They haven't lost yet if they got no turnovers, at least this year. So,
if you know, Nick Bolton with an unforced error, God forbid, crazy ball, you know, maybe Chris Jones tapping a football at the line of scrimmage. You know, Kansas City's got to figure out a way how to create a turnover or two. So I think that's number two for the Eagles. If they play a clean game, they're going to win. And then I think you need Saquon to be in the 140 to 150 range. Anything above that, you're in good shape. Anything below that, it's probably going to be nip and tuck.
Saquon 150 plus. John, you'll be proud of me. I'm learning from you, brother. I did this exercise this morning without you, all right? And my number one was pass rush. Got to be able to get at Mahomes, all right? My number two was turnovers. Try and take one away and don't give any up, all right? And my number three was if Saquon Barkley does Saquon Barkley things. So we were right on it, Johnny Mac. Well done by you, brother. Good stuff there, John. Now, if you go over to the Chiefs, all right, most Eagles fans might not want to hear this part of the show, but they should be educated on their opponent. If the Kansas City Chiefs become three-peat Super Bowl champions, John McMullen, that will be because why?
Patrick Mahomes is going to have a couple back-breaking plays on third downs to convert, maybe with his legs, maybe when you least expect it. That's what he does, and it's sort of demoralizing when he does it for teams. And Eagles fans should know how that feels because Jalen Hurts does it a lot as well. When you play good defense, you think you play good defense, and all of a sudden they're converting. I would say that's number one. Number two, their offensive line's got to hold up. So you talked a little bit about Juwan Taylor. You talked a little bit about moving Trace Joe Thuney outside because they had to. They have to hold up. And number three, Steve Spagnuolo, the opposite of what we talked about with the Eagles. How do you create two turnovers? I think if they create two, they're in the game at the bare minimum. If they create three, they win the game. How do you create three turnovers against a team that doesn't turn it over? Maybe on special teams, maybe,
Highest again. Rated special teams in the playoffs as well. Highest rated special teams team in the playoffs is the Chiefs.
Yeah. So, they're up against it, I think, the Chiefs, from a talent standpoint. But they've been here before. And I point, they weren't even – you think about the team that won last year. They struggled during the regular season. Everybody, you think about – the Eagles beating them out at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? What's wrong with the Chiefs? This Chiefs team is 17-1. And I say it all the time. I don't count the Week 18 loss. So.
Yeah, you can't count that.
Yeah. 17-1, guys.
They keep winning, man. They keep winning. They keep defying it and winning. So no doubt about it. Yeah, John, I mentioned to you that BLG, man, he came in, and credit to him, all right? He's like, I got to stick to my guns here, because he wrote an article on Bleeding Green Nation last year saying, I feels like the Chiefs are going to go and get that three-peat. They've been talking about it all year, and he kind of picked it a long time ago. So he's like, I got to stick with my guns here, and he's picking the Chiefs. He picked the Chiefs 26-23 this morning, but it was great having BLG on. He was good this morning.
Yeah, I can't blame anybody for picking the Chiefs in this game.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
But
I'm not picking no Chiefs. I'll tell you that, Johnny Mac.
I'm wavering back and forth. We'll see. you know, I'll get to talk to some of the Eagles tomorrow. You know, I don't think it's going to change much because they're, you know, by this point they've been filtered out and they're just trying to get through it, but try to get a feel for it. And obviously Nick has been all year trying to keep everything business as usual, focus, refocus, ignore the clown part aspect of the Super Bowl,
which is big.
It is big, and they've been through it, so I think that helps doing it for a second time. But yeah, I think it's a very close game.
No doubt about it. Johnny Mac, great stuff, man. Last thing I want to say to you is all that breakdown we do, all that talk we do, all the three reasons that you'll win, the scenario breakdown. We don't mention Jalen Hurts tonight. Like, my question for you will be, what does Jalen
do? Part of the turnovers is Jalen.
Well, that's true. Part of it. But in your estimation, what does Jalen have to do in this game? Is it simply don't turn the ball over and be the game manager as he's been? Is it, do you expect him to have to make some big throws? I don't know. Like, I know we've talked about Spags a lot this week, and he's not your favorite coordinator, which is fine, but I do feel like he knows he's gonna at least have to make him do it, or at least put you in a position, because that's where, you know, the ball will bounce your way. You could create a turnover, whatever the case might be. Might not even about being making Jalen Hurts beat you. It's just the best game plan to go against the Eagles. What do you think Jalen's going to have to do to get this thing done?
Well, one, protect the football. Yeah, that's number one. Yeah. And if that means taking the sack instead of putting it in harm's way, you know, maybe he's got to take the hit and take the sack and live to play another drive or what have you. But, you know, you can't have this 65-yard passing day, net passing day.
Yeah.
If you have that, you're in trouble. So, but I mean, that was such a ridiculous, crazy performance, you know. Right. That's an outlier. It'd be nice to play like you did against Washington, but I don't think that's realistic and have both ends of the spectrum. Look, the Chiefs are coming in to stop Saquon Barkley. Everybody is at this point. And this is the last game of the season. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to make plays. Just going to make a few down the field. Fourth and five to A.J. Brown, that type of thing. Just make a few.
Make a few. There you go, Jalen Hurts. Good stuff there, Johnny Mack. John, great show, man. We appreciate you checking in here. It's been a long day. Johnny Mack's been up since, what, 5, 5:36, getting ready for the flight. So Johnny Mack's been a traveling man. John, where will the night take you tonight, yeah, my friend? We're going to say nothing, but I've been to New Orleans. That city has a weird ability, John, to suck you in to Bourbon Street. Where are you going to end up tonight?
Not the first time I've been in New Orleans, so it's not going to happen tonight. Yeah, I was up at 4 this morning, so it's not going to happen tonight. Might happen Friday or Saturday. It's not going to happen today.
You bought an hour. That's the good news. You bought an hour when you traveled. That's true. Yeah, so you bought yourself an hour. That's good.
On the clock, not the body clock.
Not the body, but if you get to bed at the body clock time, maybe you gain that hour back. Johnny Mack, good stuff, brother. We appreciate you checking in. We'll keep everybody posted on the show in the morning. But great job tonight, my man. I appreciate you doing it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Johnny Mack. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, there's John McMullen here live on Jacob Sports. What a great job by Johnny Mack checking in. A long day for Johnny Mack live from New Orleans. Well done by him. Well done by everybody in the chat. What a great day of content. We started this day of content, what, 13 hours ago, 14 hours ago, 15 hours ago? The people of Jacob Nation are making it a fun time. So we appreciate each and every one of you guys flexing and stepping. Jason A-Team, Josh B, what's up, my man? Steven Paparo. Theo, what's going on, Theo? I'm awake. I appreciate all you guys. Twiz the Jig is in here. Halpin's in here. Crazy Chunky Cat's in here. I appreciate all you guys. Ray Lester, what's up, buddy? Neil Watson, I appreciate everybody. If I missed you, I didn't mean to miss you. I saw Kirsten was in here. A couple of other Jason A-Team. So I appreciate all you guys, man. A lot of fun tonight. I'm getting jacked up. I mean, you know, Z, you've been going all day. Z, 8 hours of content. I'm good. I'm good. I think I could go all night. I might go till the freaking game at this point, everybody. I might go till the freaking game. I'm getting jacked up 4 days out. What are we, 3 days and 21 hours out? Does that sound right to you guys? 6:30 p.m. kickoff, right? It's almost 9 o'clock. So what are we, 3 days and 21 and a half hours out? Holy moly, man. Holy moly. Dale, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate it. Trying to control my temper. I'll take a couple comments before I get out of here. Kirsten says, great full day of content. You've killed it. Thank you so much, Kirsten. I appreciate all your support. Philly Don, this is why I love you guys, man. This is why I love you guys. Philly Don says, we've been with you all day, Big Z. Yes, you have. A lot of you guys I was talking to this morning, and here we are at 9 p.m. at night, and we're still hanging out, still talking. So I tell you, man, the reason I love what I do is because of you people. It's not to talk about the Eagles, I promise you. It's more about you people. Good stuff. So a lot of fun tonight. I thought John had some good answers, by the way. Both in our scenario debate. You know, a lot of you guys today on the channel decided you'd rather be down for with the ball. John and Jeff, easy. They're like, oh, I want to be up for, you know. And I was thinking about that today. I didn't really give my take. I kind of just read some from the chat. But, boy, I think John and Jeff are right. I mean, you want that lead right there, right, guys? You want the lead with 2 minutes left. You trust this number one defense to stop Mahomes? I do. CZ, did you end up checking on that, brother? I always like to confirm everybody got their stuff. You know what I mean? But I did get that email. So you let me know, brother. 3 hours, 5 minutes. Jason says, bro, it's not every year we're in the bowl. It's getting closer, man. Yeah, starting to become more normal around here, Jason. My promise to Jacob Nation is next time the Eagles are in the bowl, I'm doing the whole shebang down there. I'm going down. I'm doing shows from down there. I'm getting everybody on the show. All right. It's a process. It's like Jalen Hurts says. I'm focused on the process, not the results. Not the results. The process will get you there. All right. Can't look ahead. Can't look ahead, but I am jacked up, man. So good stuff. Great, great show. Chris, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Ray says, defense wins championships. Seems like still today, Ray. As much as people will say they do not, if you have a great defense, boy, will that help you win a championship. No doubt about it. But, Ray, on the flip side, man, CZ, I appreciate it. Ray says, Ray, on the flip side, though, my man, got to show up. Remember how good that defense was in 22, Ray? You know, you got to show up, brother. So we need that defense to show up tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, Sunday. All right? I'm getting ahead of myself. All right. CZ, Susanna, I got to thank you. The love letter is elite. Elite, CZ. That's good stuff, man. That is good stuff. Flexin says, you taking guests. You mean right now, Flex? You mean right now? You might not be talking to me. You always have a bunch of other conversations going on. All right, everybody, I appreciate you all. All right. That's what I forgot to do with John. My apologies to all of our 4 super chatters today. That is a big mistake on my part. I completely forgot to read these to John. Damn, I'm very sorry about that. D Hughes and Mad Dio and Johnny Vegas. I apologize. All right. I'll read them, but I apologize. I'm sure you wanted John. That's why we got him on tonight. Johnny Vegas checks in, my man. Finally off work, glass of gentleman Jack Daniels. Appreciate you dudes, dude, J-Mac and Xander. Johnny Vegas, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for being here and for supporting this channel. It means a lot to me. Matt Dio checks in. Does D-line not traveling, zero sacks and pressures in Super Bowl, the biggest difference from the other 20 games the defense played in 22? I don't know what exactly you're asking there. Does the D-line not traveling, zero sacks and pressures in the Super Bowl, the biggest difference from the other 20 games? Well, yeah, of course, Matt Dio. They completely were mitigated in that game, and I think it's going to go to your point of what you're trying to make, that it obviously impacted the game. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But it just it did impact both teams, and, you know, it is what it is, man. You were within a field goal of winning the game. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, make the excuse. We had the chance to win the game. We did it. All right, we did it. So, D. Hughes checks in. What's up, D. Hughes? I appreciate you, brother. I apologize for not reading this to John and D.O. and Johnny, too. No team in NFL history has completed a Super Bowl run with zero turnovers. Eagles were in the same position 2 years ago. Wow, look at that. It's a crazy stat there, D. Hughes. Crazy stat. I think the Eagles are going to do it. I don't think they're going to turn the ball over in this game. Matt D.O. again, zero Kansas City holding penalties in playoffs. Is he the highest penalized player in regular seasons and zero holding penalties and three playoff runs, even worse. Matt Dio, didn't he have a penalty versus us in the Super Bowl in 22? I thought I remember Juwan Taylor having a penalty versus us in the Super Bowl. Dio's loves talking. Dio, you're talking a lot of shit today. You're on one today, dude. You're talking a lot of shit. All right, I appreciate everybody. That's going to do it for the show tonight. Abe says, "Andy, you think this will be the most watched Super Bowl?" I don't know, Abe. It seems to go up every single year, but I don't know. The Eagles are a big market team, and as much as people like to say that they get ratings. I mean, the Eagles get ratings. They're not the top rated team, rating team, but they get ratings. Chiefs obviously have become kind of a staple in the NFL, despite their small market team. But I don't know. I think it has a chance, Abe. We'll see, man. One thing you know is that it's going to get a lot of ratings. It's going to have 100 million plus. 100 million plus. All right. Xander was quick to call BS with an example. Sometimes you got to call BS, NG. It's all love. Everybody knows that. See, I ripped somebody. You know, Philly Don, not to call. Yeah, Don sent me. I was like, I wasn't chirping you. I'm like, Don, if you're in the Thunderdome, I'm coming for you. All right? And if I chirp you, it just means I love you. If I chirp you, it just means I love you. That's what that means. Sometimes you got to chirp people. All right, I appreciate all you guys. Thank you so much for all the great support today. Boy, you guys make doing all this content easy. I'll tell you that, all right? You guys make doing all this content easy. It's an honor and a privilege to do it, all right? It's an honor and a privilege for me to be up here and do this and talk football with you all and live out this Super Bowl run with you all. So thank you all so much for the support. Keep hitting that like button. As far as content tomorrow goes, all right, you heard Johnny Mack. We're going to have – he's got media in the morning, so he can't really do 8 to 10 a.m. I'm probably going to do a show tomorrow morning. I don't know if it's going to be 8 to 10 a.m. yet. I might start it. I got to check in and see because I reached out to a couple people to see if they would want to join me on the show. So what I will do, you know what? I'll be live at 8 a.m. All right, I'll be live at 8 a.m. How long we go will be determined tomorrow, okay? I'll be live at 8 a.m. though for you guys because everybody comes in for 8 a.m. So they know that's the time we start, at least on Birds 365. So I will go live at 8 a.m. for those asking, okay? I will go live. Kirsten, get some rest. You've been hanging out all day, Kirsten. I appreciate your support. All right, 8 a.m. Be there or be square. 8 a.m. Eastern time. If you're not there, I'm calling you out. All right, we'll do it live, like Neil says. We'll do it live, baby. All right, we'll do it live. I appreciate all you guys. What a great moment, okay? I told you guys this a couple of days ago. Mr. Get Back, go Birds, baby. I told you guys this like last Saturday. Enjoy this shit, guys. Think about where we are right now. Think about it, all right? What makes the Super Bowl so enjoyable for us? What is it that drives you, that makes you want to win the Super Bowl so damn bad? What is it? Think about it. It's the climb. It's the journey. It's the people casting doubt. It's one Super Bowl in 50 years. It's getting to the brink of winning it so many times, and you lose it. It's everything that goes with it that makes this moment enjoyable, all right? It's the journey. It's the journey to get there. We're climbing a mountain right now. You guys understand. We're climbing a mountain right now, and we're at the tippy top about to pull ourselves up onto the peak, okay? Now, God willing, we will be able to pull ourselves up onto this peak, and we'll be able to celebrate. But when you get to the top of that mountain, okay, there's nowhere else to go. All right. You look down, you'll have fun. You'll make fun of all the people. You'll make fun of Big Sills. You'll make fun of me for some of my takes this year. You'll make fun of all the national media talking heads. But you get to the top of that mountain, man. That's the end. That's the end. And it's great. That's the end we all want. But enjoy this moment, man. This is what makes it all so fun. This is what makes the end so special. Right? If you can take a helicopter up to the top of, what's going to feel more enjoyable, right? You take a helicopter to the top of Mount Everest and you get, oh yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh wow, the view's great. Or you climb each step of the way. You pull yourself up one step after the other. You reach the top of that mountain and you're like, holy shit, that is liberating. That is liberating. All right. So enjoy this. All right. I hope I made myself clear there. All right. Enjoy this moment because it's been an unbelievable journey for really this team, this coach, this quarterback, this general manager, everybody, this fan base. That's who I'm most excited for, this fan base. So just enjoy it. All right. I'm certainly enjoying it. I know I am, man. That's why I'm living through my content. I'm trying to do as much content as I can because I know we're going to, Twiz, that was the funniest comment ever. But, all right, I got to go. You're right, Twiz. This is what happens to me on the postgame show. I get the Lulu. All right, I'm the Lulu 14 hours later here. Twiz says, Xander's deaf Italian with the five goodbyes. Yeah, you're right. That's the my mother and me coming out. All right, that's my mother and me coming out. All right, I appreciate y'all. See you next time, everybody. Good stuff.
You've been listening to Birds 365, the destination for the passionate Eagles football fan who bleeds green. If it's Eagles football, we're talking about it. Debate inside the locker room and guests that are some of the greatest football minds from around the region. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on social media at Jacob Sports. See you next time on Birds 365.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.